And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1995. It's Thanksgiving time and time for the turkey.
This edition of the Market Scope is brought to you by Magnetic Tape. Without it, there'd be no air checks.
Hi, DXers. Phil Wayne at the mic for Market Scope. This month, Mark Marino of Calumet City, Illinois, is here to update us on recent happenings in Los Angeles. Hi, Mark. Welcome back to Market Scope.
Thank you, Phil. There's been some interesting news from the West Coast. In Los Angeles, in the past several months, there have been three major changes in that radio market. The first was the rather unfortunate demise of KYMS as a Christian music radio station. They had been playing this format for more than 20 years.
Here at 106, 16 minutes inside the 11 o'clock hour. I'm Jennifer Stone, glad to be with you.
Weekends are great. Spirit 106.
Orange County weather is supposed to be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 70, although I just put on my second sweatshirt, so I'm not sure about that. Right now it's 61 degrees at Spirit 106.
Although KYMS was Christian contemporary, they ran all of the paraphernalia that a regular adult contemporary station would have.
106 and Metro Car Wash have teamed up to help the disaster relief still going on in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Just stop by Metro Car Wash and ask for the Super Wash. It's regularly $14.50 and you'll get it for just $7.25 if you send a contribution to the relief fund.
For the past several months before the station changed to a multicultural foreign language format last June, KYMS was running a mix of adult contemporary and Christian contemporary music, which to my knowledge has never been done.
We've got a spirit thing.
A Spirit 106 thing going on throughout the month of May.
Prizes galore. First, join Spirit 106 this Friday, all day and all night.
All day and all night.
As we broadcast live at Knott's Berry Farm, Jubilation.
Knott's Berry Farm. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets.
If you win a pair of tickets to Knott's Berry Farm Jubilation this week, you'll also join artist Aaron Jeffrey, and Sierra, for dinner at the Knott's Steakhouse.
Yummy. Also this week, you could win tickets to see the Newsboy.
Where?
At the Roxy.
It's just a weird thing. It's here to guard my heart. It's just a little hard to explain.
And a grand prize that will blow you away.
And the prize list continues
throughout the month. Tickets to Sesame Street Live.
The Flipside Dance Club.
Cassettes and CDs.
Don't forget Thirsty Thursday.
Hanson's Natural Beverages. Santa Fe Swap Meet gift certificates and more.
And our countdown to our Summer Jam Music Weekend.
Rad.
At the end of May, Memorial Day Weekend. Playing all your summer jams.
Playing all your summer jams.
It's a spirit thing all month long.
A Spirit 106 thing.
Where are the dreams that we once had?
Southern California's Sound Alternative, Spirit 106.
Playing the music you want to hear.
And the hit nobody has.
Spirit 106.
Bill Riedler from the morning team of Bill and Sylvia at KBIG was also a guest on KYMS's last day, and he had these comments.
I was here from 1990 to 91, about a year and a half. And, you know, I hate to date myself, but I've been bouncing around radio for 25 years, and that year and a half right here at KYMS is the year and a half that I remember most fondly in my career, serving the brethren. And sistren, is there such a word?
And you just made it up.
There you go. And
there
serving and serving with some of the best people that you ever want to meet, brothers and sisters that got together here at KYMS to serve, and Lord knows we didn't get rich doing it, but nor did we plan to. And playing the Christian music and trying to add some encouragement each and every day. It was just a privilege to be able to do. And I was just so thrilled. This morning I was on at 5 o'clock and I got a phone call from Brian Perez, and he said they're having a little get together tonight. I was so honored to be here.
No, hey, so it's, come on.
And like you, Jamie, all day today, I mean, I've been listening to the station, and it's never sounded better. This is always the way it works. I think everybody's had a little too much of the brownie.
Yeah.
We just sprung for pizza here too.
Someone like the brownies.
The station.
What? Excuse me. What are you doing?
Will you let him talk?
Are you married? I thought you were married. Anyway,
we're gonna get a little wacky here tonight, folks. Okay, so
point,
bear with us.
What's my point?
Just the same, but
serious side.
I felt kind of weighted down. I felt a little gloomy until I realized that what you do when a dear friend passes away is you celebrate their life. So this really is a wake in the good Irish tradition rather than a funeral. It's a time to celebrate great memories and great people. And, you know, Christian music, I'm happy to tell you, is going to be going on for eternity. We'll be listening to Christian music in heaven. And I don't know about you, I kind of think hearing the Alleluia chorus with about a billion voices is going to sound pretty inspirational. What do you think? And so it's going to go on, and of course your local Christian music store is always going to carry your favorites. There's some other stations around doing it. In fact, I was headed up to do a little traveling in California, and I heard a few contemporary Christian radio stations on the way. Now, used to be, I mean, the old style gospel music, and now you're hearing some White Hart and some Petra and some Michael W. Smith, and it's really heartening to see. So now we just got to get it back to Southern California.
That's right.
We'll be doing real well.
My question to you, as you're out in the radio land out there, what is the reaction from a lot of the people that you work with? I mean, are they wondering, are we going to come back somewhere else? I mean, what have you been feeling out there?
A lot of the people that have listened to the station for a long time are really shocked. Actually, the earmarks have sort of been there for a while, but they're wondering what's next. And Christian music isn't going to go away. See, what happened here is that market forces really prevailed, and we live in a fallen world, as you know. And we're free in this country to invest in enterprises, and we're free also to fail sometimes. And, you know, after 13, 14 years, the only thing constant, they say, is change in this business, and that's what we're seeing. So, but God is not lost here. I mean, God has already won, as we know. This is a setback, but not more than that.
KYMS Santa Ana. Radio.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
On the radio.
Hear it on the radio.
Weekend. Friday night.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash.
I feel good.
Spirit 106. We're broadcasting live from Knott's Farm. This is Code of Ethics. We got your freedom.
KYMS also had features like a weekly top 20 countdown for Southern California and a top 9 at 9. Now, here's portions of the closing moments of KYMS.
Spangled Banner time. Just kidding.
Friends, friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, cause a welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live.
Well, I didn't time it out right. 3 minutes short, as usual. I want to let the listeners know that the bookstores, I almost forgot, the bookstores are going to have a listing of the radio stations in case you've missed those call letters or digit numbers or whatever you call them.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
This is my show. Can I say bye?
No, sure. Go ahead and say bye.
Okay, this is the Night Ranger, and this is Kevin Knight, actually. And anyway, I just want to, you know, like Rick said, everything's been said that needs to be said. I just want to thank Ken Cooper, who hired me on, Rick, who kind of took me under his wing and taught me all But anyway, goodbye, everyone, and thank you much.
What was that now? We got
closing
prayer. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, you want to close in prayer?
No, you.
Okay, I'll go. We got to do this in like about a half minute.
Bye, everybody.
Bow your heads, please. In this we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Six, five, four, three, two, one.
Bye-bye. This is 106.3 FM, KYMS, Santa Ana, signing off.
While one era was ending, another was beginning, just up the dial. A new all-sports station in L.A., but it's on FM.
457, I'm Joe McDonald, this is KMAX 107.1 FM. Let's quickly go out to Neil in Van Nuys. How you doing, Neil?
All right.
Got about a minute here.
I thought I'd tell you a little bit about what the Giants-Dodgers series is like. First of all, the people who will be at the game will be there pretty much on time. They will stay there through the game. They will not do the wave. They will not break out beach ball.
Yeah, all 7,000 of them.
Hey, but maybe that's the reason that we'll get a deal is because they're not flocking back to the park and dumping money. And as you know, you look at Colorado, why should they sign a deal when 50,000 people come out every night? You know, because, hey, we got 50,000 people coming out.
Can I ask you a question? If we have 8,000 people at Candlestick Park tonight, how many of them will be sober?
How many of them will be sober?
Yeah.
Well, I would figure a great deal of them because, hey, the ones who are getting drunk are staying home and listening to it by the radio because they don't want to be seen there.
Paul Caruso at 520 here on KMAX 107.1 FM. I'm Joe McDonald. This is Sports to the Max.
The rematch.
They're going to run it to Means. Touchdown, San Diego.
Sunday, August 13th, the Chargers meet the 49ers in a rematch of last year's Super Bowl.
The program host you just heard was from the former sports radio in L.A., KMPC.
You're listening to KMAX Arcadia, Los Angeles, KAXX Ventura, KBAX Fallbrook, Sports to the Max, FM 107.1.
At 5 o'clock, I'm Jeff Biggs with a KMAX Sports Update. Tough news for the Angels, who get ready to kick off a big four-game series with the Texas Rangers.
Shocked, because let's face it, a lot has changed since he left the team in 92, both on and off the field. Onto the scoreboard right now, the Indians lead the White Sox 4-0 in the second. Coming up next, it is the final hour of the Big Joe Show. My name is Jeff Biggs, and now for a look at traffic, here's Nancy Plum.
Okay, we'll take a look at Orange County again, because it's a mess down there at the moment. Northbound 405 right at Harbor in Costa Mesa. Accident reported. Vehicles over there on the right shoulder.
Thanks, Mark. More KMAX Sports Talk next month, along with other changes. I'm Mr. Intro. Now here's Mr. Info, John Bowker.
Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And this month, we feature the Yankee Network. This is a particular delight for me since I grew up with many of these network stations being heard nights in my bedroom. They were always easy to spot along with the Mutual Broadcasting System stations because they sounded so lousy. That's true, they used unequalized telephone lines for the station interconnections. And what's that mean, you ask? It simply means that the voice and music sounded like it was coming over a telephone, really. It was awful. But by George, when we weren't able to pick up the flagship signals of WNAC in Boston, we were perfectly satisfied to tune in WWSR in northern Vermont until sunset. And then we'd switch over to WSYB or WDEV since they stayed on for the primetime night programs on the Yankee Network and the Mutual Broadcasting System, both. The Yankee Network was headquartered in Boston at WNAC. Now, you have to remember, this was the WNAC at 1260 on the dial in Boston, running 5,000 watts.
By 1946, the network had assembled 23 New England stations in their web, and everything was in their favor. They had a swap agreement for programs with Mutual, more or less like the Don Lee Network, some of you old-timers on the West Coast may remember. The Yankees' strongest network programming centered on regional news, however. If you lived in the area during those days, you'd remember the news signature. News while it is news, the Yankee Network News Service on the air. And there would be a teletype machine clacking away in the background, of course, and it would continue all through the newscast. The Yankee Network News would end by rolling over into Mutual News at least once a day, so it made a news block that the other stations in those 23 towns simply couldn't touch. And programs such as live interviews at regional airports with vacationers made for outstanding sales tie-ins. There was the weekly report to New England, during which each of the six New England states would report on events and highlights coming up in the next few days. And the musical programs came from New England hotels, mainly from Boston or Providence or Hartford. The marketing concept centered on their slogan, "The home team draws the biggest crowd." And when the Yankee Network programs ended after the early evening news, affiliated stations went right into Mutual programs such as Boston Blackie or The Adventures of Bulldog Drummond and others. The six New England states claimed some of the most concentrated markets in the United States. With 23 strategically placed stations, there were few centers of population being skipped. All went well for many years, but Yankee never did switch over to the high-quality network lines, and so finally their poor audio quality became more and more noticeable as AM radio fidelity improved. And further, as the major news services began opening regional offices in the late 1950s, there was less and less need for a live interconnect for news from Boston throughout the six-state area, particularly as the region began to thrive economically after the war and more stations coming on the air with local news departments thrived. Every station had either an AP teletype in their studios or perhaps one from United Press or International News Service or Reuters, and each of those news services typed their news in regional offices such as Boston or nearby Albany. Radio was quickly learning that drama and comedy shows on radio were fading rapidly as TV moved in, and without the need for regional news or regional entertainment programs, the Yankee Network's need finally succumbed. The stations that had been affiliated smoothly continued as Mutual Broadcasting affiliates. And you might be interested to learn, too, that a rival network had been formed toward the end there by NBC stations throughout New England. It was called the New England Network, and at its peak had signed up six stations. These were prestigious stations, though, including WBZ, WTIC, WJAR. Three stations in Maine added to that, WCSH and WRDO in Augusta and WLBZ in Bangor. The New England Network was also a short-lived network, but it had added enough burden to the Yankee Network's woes that it was a strong contributor to Yankee's ultimate failure. So here we are in November, and that means we can salute WBAL in Baltimore that signed on for the first time in November 1925, and KRAK out in Sacramento, they came on in 1926, local WSUN, 1927 in November, but I imagine the people of Huntsville, Texas were particularly proud to hear their hometown identified every hour on the hour by the brand new KSAM, November 3rd, 1938. Happy birthday to them all, and for Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
Thanks, John. Now here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with an AM switch sidebar, an interesting tidbit from the world of broadcast band radio. The U.S. Marshal's Office in the state of Georgia came up with an interesting sting operation last month. Seems they sent letters to 800 Georgia residents who had outstanding warrants against them. The letter promised a payment of $150 if that person would come to a radio station and fill out a survey. When the scofflaw showed up, they were promptly arrested. To make this deception as authentic as possible, they invented a station called WLYU and printed up official-looking letterhead with those calls and the address of the sting operation in the city of Warner Robins, Georgia. It was a bit of inside humor. The phony calls stood for "We Lock You Up." While the operation was successful in rounding up quite a few of the criminals, it didn't sit very well with at least one legitimate station. You see, the marshal's office failed to check out their chosen call, for if they had, they would have discovered there was a real WLYU about an hour's drive away in Lyons, Georgia. WLYU is the FM affiliate of WBBT 1340 in Lyons. According to an article in M Street Journal, the Georgia Association of Broadcasters has now made official complaints alleging, among other things, criminal violations of federal mail fraud statutes and deceptive trade practices that cause substantial harm to a member station. Georgia Senator Sam Nunn has promised an investigation. Of course, several days later, he also announced he was retiring. Where this will go, we'll let you know. Jerry Starr for the DX Audio Service.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers. Members may muse by calling the Action Line 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Mike Dukin calling from northwestern Wisconsin with a call letter change in the Twin Cities. KNOW 1330 in Minneapolis, St. Paul has changed their call letters to WMNN, which I believe stands for Minnesota News Network, which is the commercial venture of Minnesota Public Radio. There hasn't been any change in format or programming. They still run the AP network news feed, plus a lot of advertising.
Greetings, Audio Service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh here on the 12th of October. And at 12:20 this afternoon, just moments ago, long-time classical station, KDFC, formerly KIBE, ceased being classical. It is now affiliated with the Kidstar Network. This is their branching out debut station. They have the flagship in Seattle at 12:50, and they now have the station KDFC here in San Francisco. I'm rolling tape, so we have no classical stations on AM anymore.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami, and thanks to some friends in Albany who I hope will soon be DX Audio Service members, we learned that WPTR on 1540 has gone off the air. This has allowed some good DX for folks in the Northeast, including hearing ZNS in Nassau, Bahamas. We're told that the 1540 facility with its 50 kilowatts is soon to come back on the air with Christian Radio. I would also like to thank Bruce Conti for his very interesting transatlantic DX demonstrations. I wonder if we could have now any DX picked up in the winter, any transatlantic DX. I would also like to hear any transatlantic DX picked up on long wave. Also, there was a question about receivers tuning up to 1700 kilohertz, the new expanded AM band. Well, I've noticed that all radios that you buy lately, even little cheapy portables and car radios and tuners, do indeed seem to tune up to 1700. So if any stations do move into the new band, any of the newer radios should be able to pick them up.
Hi there, Mike Dukin calling from northwestern Wisconsin, and I forgot to report this last time, but in the October market scope, it was the Eau Claire, Wisconsin market, and you all be interested to know that on 1050 WEIO in Eau Claire, every day, I think it's at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they break away from the Radio Oz network to bring a program in the for the Hmong community, in the ever-growing Asian and Hmong community in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls market.
Jim Snowbacker, a quick note from Central Iowa. The other night around sundown, I received the station from the Caribbean, British West Indies, I think it is, on 1020. Never gotten that one before. I put a null on KDKA, and it was fairly understandable underneath. The other thing is the station on 532 from down that way is transmitting on upper sideband.
Hi, Fred. This is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh, PA, with a question. When the new digital audio format comes up, assuming that it does, can people with this equipment, DX, AM, digital stations, I heard that someone had a radio that could receive the digital broadcast that lived on the East Coast and was able to DX the NAB thing in Las Vegas. Is that true? And the other question I have real quick for anyone is WAPE in Jacksonville, the APE sounder that they used, is by chance that sounder, did that come from the song APE Call by Nervous Norvus?
Well, this is Jeremy McCubbin from Grand Ledge, and I was wondering where I could find an RF2200 Panasonic, the kind that Tim Hendo was talking about. And I was also calling to say that on September 19th, 810 WBYY and 640, WISZ changed formats, leaving WISZ with a sports format and WBYY with radio eyes.
DXing the digital domain is no doubt going to be a challenge, and I'm not sure if we as DXers are going to recognize DXing in digital as we do in the analog domain. Primarily, it's because in the analog world, we, the DXers, are very used to listening to static bursts and phasing from propagation and other noise, including sideband splatter from the adjacent channel and such. In the digital domain, as soon as enough bits of information are contaminated by other sources, be them man-made or the atmospheric noise, the receiver's ability to be able to decode that information is going to be hampered, and it has what I call a shelf life. It gets to a point where the signal is basically contaminated to the point where the receiver cannot decode it, and then it just basically falls off the shelf. What it translates to those of you that have cellular phones will understand this concept, is that you'll either hear it or you won't. A good signal will be in CD quality audio, and then it shall degrade back to a lesser quality, maybe something along the line of what we're used to as a good quality AM signal. And then at some point, it will just completely squelch out. I guess most of us are just going to have to buy those digital radios and find out firsthand. Oh, isn't broadcasting fun? That's our musings from the members for this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you are a National Radio Club member and have something to say, give us a call on the Action Line. The telephone number is area code 419-228-4199, 24 hours a day.
Listening to the POCM Radio Service, Newfoundland's own.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, and I just returned from the Newfoundland DX expedition that ran from October 8th through the 15th. Five other DXers participated in the event: Dave Clark of ODXA, the NRC's Mark Conley, Neil Kazros, Jim Renfrew, and host Jean Brunel. Without enough time to prepare a full report, I've put together a DX expedition sampler. Next month, we'll feature a more complete NFDX report. For now, sit back and enjoy the Newfie experience.
POCM, Newfoundland's authoritative news voice.
1242 kilohertz, Isle of Wight radio.
I'm Jean Brunel from St. John's, Newfoundland. This is the fourth DX expedition like this that I've been on, and I would say this is the most successful one.
WKAQ 580, Puerto Rico. AFRTS 1503 kilohertz, Azores.
If you missed any items, give the swap shop a call at 26270 after 1 p.m. daily. You're listening to CFB 380 96.1 FM, CFB 83 1503 Island AM, AFRTS Rogers.
Denmark on 1062 kilohertz.
Vores meddelelse er en skæld af sekundet. Det er netretten.
Globo, 1100 kilohertz, Brazil. Newfoundland, a paradise?
Hi, this is Jim Renfrew. You may recognize my name from the International DX Digest to the National Radio Club. Here is a radio paradise.
1053 and 1089 Talk Radio UK.
Have a full driving license? Proof positive that people aren't driven to commercial radio.
Across the nation on 1053 and 1089 AM, this is Talk Radio UK.
Good morning, at 8 o'clock, I'm Sandy Wolf.
Vatican Radio on 1530 kilohertz.
Radio Vatican, vous venez d'entendre le programme nocturne.
You're tuned in to Vatican Radio. We've just heard With You Through the Night.
Qui la Radio Vaticana. Avete ascoltato Con voi nella notte. Laudetur Jesus Christus.
Fortune, 1458, Manchester, England. BBC Radio 5 Live on 909 and 693.
You're listening to Morning Report from 5 Live on 909 and 693. News and sport 24 hours a day for the BBC.
Netherlands Radio 10 Gold on 675.
Bakker van der Nacht is bij Radio 10 Gold.
Oké, bedankt.
Dankjewel. Merci. Dag. Radio 10 Gold.
Brazil man, Neil Cazares.
We have some great antennas set up here along the water. We're taking advantage of water path toward Brazil with a 3,200-foot beverage aimed at Brazil. I've never heard Brazil this good in my life, even in previous trips here.
Here's Povo Radio 1010, Brazil.
Sistema Povo de Rádio apresenta Patrulha Policial com Roberto Silva.
Here's some film music from India on 1566 kilohertz.
Third trip up here, having come up here in 91 and 93. Got a Drake R8 with me and I got phasing units and regenerative boxes.
Radio Scotland, traffic and weather together on 810.
A90 west of Insture is blocking the inside lane on the Dundee Valley side. Procurative services from Houston to Aberdeen, Fort William and Inverness are running about 3 hours late, and delays of up to an hour are to be expected on Calmac Kyle Kailakin services, but only the one ship is in use. And our number, if you spot a problem, 0500-92-9500. Radio Scotland, National Travel.
And the weather. The unsettled weather conditions continue over much of this week, as further areas of low pressure and associated bands of cloud and rain spread across Scotland.
More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Now here's Ken Chatterton from the National Radio Club's Publication Center.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Ken Chatterton. As some of you may know, the Association of North American Radio Clubs, better known as ANARC, is a cover organization working with radio hobby clubs. Their purpose is to cover issues that no one club could handle alone, to smooth relations between clubs, and to aid the DX hobby in general. This past summer, the DX Audio Service was admitted to ANARC membership on its own standing, and not merely as a part of the National Radio Club. This separate identity, it was felt, would help better promote the audio service as what ANARC refers to as a specialty club. DX Audio Service now has its own voice in helping to promote the hobby and may vote on any Anarch plans and promotions. Anarch currently includes all but two of the major North American DX clubs. DX Audio Service has now become the 17th member. I am currently the DX Audio Service's representative to Anarch, and I'll be glad to field any questions or suggestions you may have. I can be reached at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, or at area code 315-387-3583. We're looking forward to working with Anarch and the DX Audio Service, and hopefully the publicity that we can gain through this source will help the audio service.
Thanks, Ken. Now we know a little bit about the club and a little bit about Anarch, and hopefully everyone understands exactly what's going on. And speaking of understanding about things, we've got a brand new column, which we're going to be starting here in 1996, and it's called Assignment Air Check, and here's how it works. This column is a participation-motivated type of service. Basically, what we're going to be doing is every other month or every three issues or so, we're going to be setting a criteria for material for you to record. You send in that material here to DX Audio Service Headquarters. We take all the different entries, and we scope it down, and we put it onto one tape, and we send it right back to you. If you don't send in a tape, you don't get a cassette. But if you do send in a tape, what you're getting is not only your material all scoped down professionally, but also everyone else's material. And I think it's going to be fun because we're going to be able to take and look at comparisons between different markets and different areas of the country. Our first assignment air check is for Ladies on the Air. If you have a disc jockey that's a lady, or perhaps a news person, and the person sounds real good, send us an air check of them. Now, how should you send those air checks, you might ask? Very easy. Just use a C90 cassette, because the C90 cassette will be recorded on and sent back to you, and the timing is critical, so use a C90 cassette. Start recording about 5 minutes before the top of the hour. When the cassette runs out at about 40 minutes past the hour, just flip it over and keep recording. Send it to me here at the DX Audio Service, and we'll put it with all the other material which is submitted and send you back a nice cassette of Assignment Air Check. Again, our first assignment is for Ladies on the Air. So send those to us here at the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Be sure to write Assignment Air Check on the envelope.
Hello again, everyone. DXers, Ken Anischek on the DX Audio Service, talking to you from downtown Chicago. And yes, I wanted to get the most complete job of NFL radio stations you can find anywhere. And let's start right off. In the NFC Central, the Chicago Bears on 720 WGN, the Green Bay Packers on 620 WTMJ, the Minnesota Vikings will be on two stations, 1130 KFAN and on 102.1 KEEY. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be on both 1010 WQYK Sefner and 99.5 WQYK also. The Detroit Lions on 950 WWJ. NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys on 103.7 KVIL Highland Park in English and in Spanish on 1270 KESS. The Washington Redskins will be on 106.7 WJFK plus another station on 101.9 FM. The Philadelphia Eagles can be heard on 94.1 WYSP-FM. The Arizona Cardinals, you have a choice down there. In English on 99.9 KESZ-FM. In Navajo, 660 KTNN. And in Spanish on 860 and 107.1 KVVA. The New York Giants can be heard on 710 WOR. Next, in the NFC West, the St. Louis Rams, that's right, the Rams, on 550 KSD. The San Francisco 49ers on 810 KGO, no Spanish. Atlanta Falcons can be heard on 92.9 WZGC and also another station on 95.5. And the Carolina Panthers out of Charlotte can be heard on 1110 WBT in a big network. The New Orleans Saints will be heard on 870 WWL. The AFC. The Pittsburgh Steelers can be heard on two stations, 1250 WTAE and 96.1 WVTY. The Cincinnati Bengals on 550 WCKY. The Cleveland Browns will be heard most times on 102.1 WDOK when the Cleveland Indians aren't playing. Otherwise, they can be heard on 1220 WKNR. The Houston Oilers can be heard on two stations, English 740 KTRH, Spanish 1010 KLAT. The Jacksonville Jaguars can be heard on 690 WOKV. AFC East, the Miami Dolphins, English 610 WIOD, Spanish 92.3 WCMQ. The New England Patriots can be heard on 104.1 WBCN. The Buffalo Bills on 930 WBEN, the Indianapolis Colts on 1070 WIBC, the New York Jets during baseball season, most likely 92.3 WXRK and 660 WFAN when the Mets aren't on. In the AFC West, to finish it, the Kansas City Chiefs on 101.1 KCFX, Harrisonville, Missouri, the Oakland Raiders on, in English, 910 KNEW, 94.9 KSAN, and in Spanish on 1170 KLOK. The Denver Broncos on English 850 KOA, in Spanish 1220 KBNO. San Diego Chargers can be heard on 690 XTRA. And to finish, the Seattle Seahawks can be heard on 710 KIRO in case of a conflict with the Mariners on 770, I believe that is, KNW. UX now. And that is the complete listing. Corrections are appreciated. I thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
Phillies Baseball, WCAU, Talk Radio 1210.
This is the DX Audio Service.
In our waning moments here on the DX Audio Service for November 1995, I'd like to touch on a few rules and regulations, some of the bylaws of the club, since we haven't covered them for probably a good 3 years or so. First on the list is that we know that there are people who are sharing their DX Audio Service tapes with other people who are not members of the DX Audio Service. And while it's kind of frowned upon because of the fact that it is a subscription service, we cannot stop anyone from specifically sharing their magazine with another party. However, we'd like to make it very clear that duplication of cassettes for the sole purpose of getting around a subscription is absolutely prohibited. Also, anyone who is getting those tapes and is not a member or subscriber of the DX Audio Service cannot participate in any National Radio Club functions as a member, nor can they use the Action Line or any of the services. From time to time, we receive comments from people in letter or on the telephone that they want us to send them out a brand new tape because their tape was damaged. And we don't send out new tapes for damaged tapes. We have to have the old tape back in order to send you a new tape. We've also had members call us on the Action Line and sometimes in the Musings area saying that they need a new tape because their tape never arrived. It was lost in the mail. We do not send out new tapes for missing tapes unless, one, you have filed a complaint with the post office and we receive a copy of that complaint, or two, you send us a letter stating that you have personally filed a complaint with the post office for a missing tape. Also, you're only entitled to one replacement tape at no charge. After that, it's a $3 fee for any replacement tapes, unless you want to take last month off your DX Audio Service subscription. You should also note your subscription date, because several times in the past we've had members call us and say that they have not received their tape and wondered where it is, and their subscription has actually ran out. So be sure that you do have an active subscription before you call the post office. If you know of somebody who wants to become a member of the DX Audio Service who would like to learn more about it, please do not give them the telephone number for the action line and call up and ask for a tape to be sent. We do not send out tapes from telephone requests. If they'd like a sample cassette, have them send $3 to the National Radio Club's Publication Center, or send it here to the DX Audio Service Studios, and we'll make them a cassette of the last edition and send that out to them as a demonstration, along with some information. If you'd like to find out what the status of your subscription is, again, please don't call the action line and ask us to call you back and tell you when your subscription runs out. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope here to the DX Audio Service headquarters, and we'll send you a statement of your account. I hope everyone doesn't think I'm trying to be a hard nose about some of these rules and regulations. The situation is that with a service such as ours, where we're trying to keep everything very bottom-line oriented, when you start sending out a lot of free tapes, it's basically the people who are subscribing who are paying for the people who are getting them free. So we want to make sure that everyone pays their own way and gets the most for their money. If you have a particular question which you need addressed, please drop it on a card or a letter and send it to us here at the DX Audio Service, and we'll be glad to answer it. And that's our edition of the DX Audio Service for November 1995. Our next edition will be our Christmas edition. So if you'd like to give a call to the action line and wish somebody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, or just happy holidays, please feel free to do so. We'll have that on the next edition in 30 days with more good DX stuff. 73, good DX, and get out there and support radio.